V'techlo l'ksubasa. Go and be Michael. Forgive, be Michael the ksuba to the father. That the father doesn't have to pay the ksuba. The ima, legabi yavua. Let your father hold on to the ksuba. And v'tir siminei, then later when your father dies, you'll yashin the money from your father. So that's the Eitzah. So Rashi is the Amrina, and afilu yarish Michael, like we had before. That even though they sold the shtar ksuba, the locher is, if you Michael it, the mechila helps. So that was the Yetzer of Nachman gave his kohen, his relative. That if you don't want to lose the ksuba that you already sold, tell the daughter now to be Michaelit. Like we had before, even a Yerush, the daughter Yashin's the mother. There was no sons here. The daughter Yashin's the mother. So therefore, she could be Michaelit. That was the Maisa. So Mar says now, Shoma Ozlo Achilsa. She heard this, the daughter, and she went and was a Michaelit. Rav Nachman said, it's not so nice what we did. We made ourselves like a dayan to make the other person lose out. Now we felt there that the other person that bought the ksuba lost out. So Mur says, like, what did he change his mind for? Mikora my sava lipsaif my sava. What did Rav Nachman at the beginning think when he gave her this advice to keep the money? And what did he think at the end when he felt bad that he made the other person lose the ksuba? So Mur says, Mikora at the beginning savri held the pasuk says, there's a pasuk that from your own blood means your own relatives, don't hold your eyes. There's an inyan to be nice to your mishpacha, your own kreivim, your own family, you have to help them out. So that's what he wanted, to help out his own family. This was his own family that was losing the ksuba, so he wanted to go help them. But Lutzayf, at the end, he felt bad about it because he felt that Sover Adam Choshev Shani, it's not nice for an Adam Choshev to do this. So Rashi Fishel Amedim Emenu, V'yeshi Yasu Ashla the kreivim. Like Rav Nachman is a chosh of a person, so it's not nice that people should learn from me how to do these things that people do at other places, which is not really the kariv. So from Rashi it's mashma that for your kariv, you're allowed to give them such advice. But Rav Nachman at charata, the other people learn out, even though they're not relatives. Now Gufa, before we learned, Omar Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? That ha-moicher shtachayv l'chaveroi. If somebody sells the check to shtachayv, if I have a shtar saying that Reuben owes me $1,000, and I sell this shtar now to Yehuda, a third person, and then Shimon goes and Zmeichel tells Reuben you don't have to pay back anymore, halacha is Mochel, that Reuben doesn't have to pay the money to Yehuda. Even if Shimon dies, and Shimon's son, when he yashens it, says he wants to be Meichel and Mechil Eschal. Omer Avuna Breder of Yeshua, v'pikeyachu, but you should know if this Yehuda, the person that bought the shtar, so now he has, if he be a smart person, that he wants to make sure that the malva will not be moichlet. Like what happened here? First, Shimon lent $1,000 to Reuven. So Reuven wrote up a shtar to Shimon. Shimon has a shtar. Now Shimon is selling it to Yehuda. If Yehuda is going to be smart to be able to keep the shtar, what he should do is mekakash lezuzi. Let him shake a few money. Like let him shake money in front of him. In other words, let him give him a little bit more money. The cost of Lashtar B'Shmei, let him write up a new shtar in his name. If they write over a new shtar, it's like a new Havor right now, then he can't go ahead and be Meichelet anymore. So if you have a new shtar, then his Mechila, they can't make any Kenunya between the two of them. So that's an Eitzah. Make sure first they write up a new shtar with your name, as if to say Reuben owes the money directly to you. So Omer Amema sounds like this. But really what's happening now, when the middle person, Shimon, is Meichel the money, really Yehuda, the third person, is losing out. Yehuda paid money to Shimon for the shtar. And now the middle person, the Malva, Shimon, is being Meichel the money. So Yehuda can't collect his money anymore. So really Shimon, the Malva, is being Mafsid, being Mazik Yehuda. So Amar Meimer says, Man de doyen dina de garmi. Whoever holds from the locha of dina de garmi, is Magvi Bey Demei Shtorim Aliyah. In the Chanami, we make Shimon pay back the money to Yehuda, the exact amount of money. It's like a grum here. Rashi says, Mandadorim Dinah Degarmi, HaMachayiv Esagorim Hesna Chaveroi. If you hold that for a grum or alone, Yechayiv, like here, the middle person, Shimon, by him being Meichel the Choyiv, was Gorim Yehuda to lose out. So if you hold Yechayiv, is Magvi Bey, Rashi says, by Shtorim in HaMeichloi. We make Shimon pay all the money back to Yehuda. But man deloy doin dinu de garmi. Whoever else knows we don't hold from dinu de garmi. Magvibay demei nari v'yalma. We only make him pay up the money of the paper itself, that's all. Just the mei shtar itself. Rashi plucked the baba kama to machlokes and baba kama perek basura the perek basura where mei yisla dim the garmi. Ketanya nisyan shemen. It's a shalof and grum over there. I'm telling it's like a grummer. You don't actually hit the person. You only cause him to have a loss. So it's an indirect cause. Are you chayy for that or not? Like over here. You didn't take away money from him directly. You just went and was meichel the chayy. So it's like an indirect, you caused him to lose out. So it's a shayla to machlekes and the baba kama if you chayy to pay for that or not. One man the army is you only chayy to pay for mazik if you do an action. You have to mamish take away his money, hit him, burn it, do something. But a grummer caused an indirect yipata. So according to the man the army, it says yipata, Rashi says, that you only have to pay to mei naya biyam, Rashi claimer. Oimer shalai mocha lo yel ranir, frehu biyotcha. I only sold you the paper, the paper has been your hand, pay me back the money for the paper, that's all. Verse says, who of you is it? A case like this? Ukfiya Rafram, the Ravashi, Viag Vibay, Kikashur Salmi. There was a case like this, and he made him pay back Gizunta money, all the money. There's a lashon like Kitsura the Tsarash's Kleima, Gibu Gomi made him pay back all the money. Kola Hefsid, Digdig Bagashir, Dagda Kalakeach, Kura Lutzer by Tsuras. Like somebody buys a bean to carve it out to make a picture on it. That you buy exactly the size you need. Here also, like he held a doyen din of the garmi, and that's the locha, therefore you have to pay back all the money. Omar ameima mishmei the rab chama. Haiman di ikoleg subasisha. Let's say a man has a lot of chayvis, he owes a lot of money. First of all, he owes a subasisha. He gave a get to his wife, he has to pay a ksuba. Obal chayv, he also has people that he borrowed money from, that he has to pay them back. Now, the Isle Arya of Isle Zuzi, he has property and he has money. Well, who does he have to pay back what to? He has his ex-wife asking for the ksuba, and he has the Baal Chayv, the people that he borrowed money from, saying, give me back the money. So the klal is, the Baal Chayv, Mestakin Lebe Zuzi. The people that you borrowed money from, you're supposed to pay them back with the money. Le Yishu Mestakin Lebe Arya. To your wife for the ksuba, give her the karka. Hai kidina, vai kidina. Each one's like its own din. In other words, kark is mishubat for the ksuba. Mashenke and halvo, he lent you money, so therefore pay him back money. Vila yike lechad arya. What about if you only have one property, one land? For lechaz yele lechad, it's only good for one person. It's only good for one, which one do you give it to? Le ba'achayv yavinle leishu leyavinle. You give it to the ba'achayv and not to your ex-wife, not for the ksuba. My time, what's the reason? Because so Svarta said that Isha loses, she wants to get married more than the man wanted to get married. So for her to lose out of Ksuba is not so bad. Therefore, we say the man that has the chiyuv to pay back his chayvos, they come first. The Isha, that she was married, like she gained on the deal. A lady wants to get married more than the man does. So therefore, the Ksuba, if he doesn't have the money right now, we can't get the money away from the husband. That's what you say in the name of Rava. Somebody lent money to somebody. The Yisle Arya, and the person has field. The Yosei Bachayv, and now the Baal Chayv comes. The Katovi Minen, he wants back the money. I lent you money, pay it back to me. The Yomel, and the person says, Zul Shokam Yarya, I want you to take back from the karka, from the property I own. Even though he has money, he wants to pay him off with land. Is Amrin and Lay, we tell the person, no, Zil Zovinat, if that's what you want to do, so you go and sell the land. The Isi Havli, and go give me the money. Because he has a right to say, I lent you money, pay me back money. You only have property right now, so sell the property, give me back the money. Omale said back, Lay Emily Gufud Yuvdechev, I didn't learn like that. And therefore, tell me over the exact mice exactly what happened. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding off Pei Vav Amar Aleph. We're going to solve the last tomorrow. We said yesterday. Omalei, 3/4 down. Omalei, Rav Papa, Le Rav Choma. Rav Papa came to Rav Choma and said to him, V'adai the Amrisu Mishmei the Rav, is it true what they say over in the name that you said over the name of Rava? That Haiman Damaski Bezuzi. If somebody owes somebody money, Haiman Damaski Bezuzi. You're a Baal Chayv, you borrowed money, you owe somebody money. V'yisla Yarya. And now you have property, you have land. For Yosef Bal Chayiv, now the Malva, the person lent you the money, comes to collect his money. The Kotov Aminei, he says, give me the money. I gave you $1,000. I want $1,000 back. For Yomalei, so the Leiva said, Zil Shoka Meyarya. You should know I have a ground here, land. Take the land. The land is worth $1,000. I'll pay you up with karka. So I heard over that you say over the name of Rava, that Rava said, Amrinan Levi, tell the person, Zil Zavanat, the person has the Malva has a right to tell the Leiva, you go and sell the property. The IC, Havle, and give me the money. That's what the Leiva could say back. That's what the Malva could say back to the Leiva. When it comes to collect his money, and the Leiva only has karka, the Malva, the one that's collecting, has a right to say, I'm not going to take karka. You go and sell your property, and give me the money of it. So Rav Chama said back, Amalei Loi, no, I never said that over. Rav never said such a lot like that. That normal, when you go to collect money, if he has money, you get money. But if he only has karka, vada, you only take the karka. So he said, like, Emily Gufa the Yuvdech Hevi. But tell me exactly the story, the case that happened. In other words, still I heard over like this. I heard over such a maisom that they forced the Leiva to sell his property, to give him money. So Amalei said back, it was true, there was a case like that. But that was a special case. Amalei Toile Ma'isa B'yevig Chavim Hevi. There the case was, really the Leiva had money. He really had $1,000 around. Just he said, you know what, when they came to collect the money, he told the people, this $1,000 belongs to a guy, it's not my money. So therefore, it's like a kenas. Since who also shloike hagen, he did something not nice by holding back his own money by saying it belongs to a guy. Instead of giving it, he said it belongs to a guy. Lefikach, therefore, also by shloike hagen. So he also did something back to him, shloike hagen also. They said, true, even if you want to lie and say the money belongs to the guy, but listen, you do have property, you do have karka, we're going to force you, tell you, to sell the karka and pay up with the money. But only because really the person had money. But in the case where the leiva doesn't have any money on hand, all he has is just property, then the lacher is he has a right to pay up with the karka. And he doesn't have to sell it. If the malva wants, the malva could sell it. Omalei Rav Kan la Rav Papa. Rav Kana said to Rav Papa, Lididoch, according to you, Rav Papa, the Yamrit, your shita in Mesecht Erechin is, that Priyas Balchoiv Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. If you borrowed money from somebody, when it comes time to pay back the money, it's a mitzvah. That's called the mitzvah saseh, to pay back the chayvus that you borrowed. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Hin Tzedek, Shehein Shaloch Tzedek, V'lav Shaloch Tzedek. Come on, Bob Mitzvah. That since you said you would pay back, there's a mitzvah to keep your words and to pay back. So therefore, Rav Kani asked Rav Pop, according to you, what's going to be lo nichalei del eved mitzvah? My, if the person doesn't want to pay the money back, he doesn't want to do the mitzvah, what can we do to him? So he says, Omalei said back, Tanina, we learned, that the medvar mamurim, when do we give malchus, like Rashi says, when do we give somebody malchus, deloika boyim, the mitzvah loisasei? If the person is being over a lav ha-Torah, abo the mitzvah sasei, when we're talking about to force somebody to do a mitzvah sasei, kegoin, like in a case, shoyim rim lo yasei sukkah. We want to tell the person, it's sukkah now, you have to eat inside the sukkah. We tell the person, go make a sukkah. The yein oisven, the person doesn't listen, he doesn't want to make a sukkah. Or else lulav, we tell him, listen, go get yourself a lulav. It's sukkah now, it's a mitzvah. The yein oisven, the person doesn't want to do it. So what's the halacha? Halacha is on the mitzvah says,